Stowe Rock School District west of Pittsburgh has had four high school principals in the last 9 years. It now has a permanent superintendent after several years with temporary fill-ins. That high turnover means some teachers say they had gone almost a decade without a formal evaluation of their work. As part of our Remake Learning series, 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider brings us this story about how a group of teachers led an effort to restructure the system earlier this school year.
For Chapter 6's first question, what are the three ways Harvey Stone insults Cone?
Calls him a moron.
Yes! Calls him a moron.
That's Robert Spiehart, an English teacher at Stowe Rocks High School. Last semester, his class read Ernest Hemingway's The Sun Also Rises. The students flip through the novel and call out answers to the questions.
All right, we'll finish Chapter 7's questions tomorrow and start reading 8, okay?
I'm an A1.
Okay.
The bell rings and students switch classes. Walking through the hallway, Spiehart notes the quiet efficiency of students moving from room to room. Only a few stragglers are late to the next period. They give him a high five before shuffling down the hall. Spiehart is the president of the Stowe Rock School District's Teachers Union. He and his team worked for more than a year to bring order to the school. Stowe Rocks is historically a low-performing district, and students were often absent because of suspension for behavioral issues and stints in juvenile detention. With that disorganization, administrative turnover had been high. Spiehart says teachers were fed up and losing motivation.
It was getting tough with different oppositional people above us sometimes. You just got tired. You got tired of it, and that's gone. People are excited to be there again.
In June, the school board approved the union's push to reconfigure the district. At the same meeting, Frank Dalmas was approved as substitute superintendent. Later, he was given a 3-year contract. He's been in the district for 9 years as the director of pupil services and says he's watched many principals leave because of the demanding work.
The meetings that occurred in the school, the discipline that occurred in the school, the curriculum needs of a school.
Teachers say they went without a meaningful evaluation for years because the principals were so overloaded. Some small schools still use the model of one person in charge, but most suburban schools have a team of people, vice principals, deans, counselors. When Dalmas took over, he said he knew there needed to be systemic changes.
People would always say that that saying, oh, if I could just blow it up and start all over again. I'm like, well, let's do it. Let's start all over again.
But Stowe Rocks didn't have the budget to add new positions. Instead, they moved people in-house. They created a dean of discipline position to take the burden of reprimanding students off of the principal. They created a head teacher position. That job focuses on curriculum and is a point person for the teachers. They also redistributed classes to give each of the three buildings a more balanced student population. It took some time to get to that point. The school board had a vacant position, and Union Vice President Carrie Palermo says the union vetted school board candidates that would support the move. They then stood outside of polling places for hours advocating for their candidate.
I think for the first time in a long time, we the teachers, we raised our concern. We said, if you care about this district, if you want it to be here, will you please run for the school board?
The schools have only been operating under the new system for 7 months. Palermo has worked in the district for 24 years and says she feels like she can now teach and not worry about other factors that the dean and head teacher can take care of.
That's why I'm excited to go to work every day, you know, because I know what we're doing in there.
The reconfiguration became a bargaining chip in teacher contract negotiations. The new contract was adopted in 2016. Palermo says, though, the most important move was giving teachers ownership of their work. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.